Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have an extension agent with the Stutsman County NDSU Extension Service, and of course, the 4-H coordinator for Stutsman County, Robin Barnes, is joining us. And Robin, welcome to our show.
Thank you very much.
Hey, yes, thank you for joining us. Always exciting to talk to you. And usually around this time, you know, beginning of summer, it starts to really pick up. There's so many things going on. We'll be talking to you a couple of times this week about these events, but we're going to be talking about the upcoming Showmanship Clinic on Wednesday, May 29th, right?
Right. Yep. It's coming up real fast, and we want to get that information out there because it's free to the public and free to kids to learn.
Yes, absolutely. So this is the fourth annual. It's been going on for some time. Maybe, Robin, for those who don't know what a showmanship clinic is, would you kind of like walk us through that a little bit?
Sure. Showmanship is a competition that is done at the livestock animals, with most animals have a showmanship. And it's right. What it is it's judging that person on how well they have conditioned, groomed, and trained the animal that they are showing. And then there's a certain procedure for each animal. They all have certain things. You know, they need to lead correctly. They need to move correctly. They need to turn around in a certain direction. Safety is always a big feature when they talk about showmanship. Right. So you have to be safe with the animal. And it's judged on many different things. And a lot of them are judged on some of the information. The judge will come around and ask questions. So you need to know a little bit about the animal that you are showing. So this showmanship clinic is there for everyone. Mm-hmm. We work with 9 different species of animals. They each have about an hour session that you can go to. And we talk about how to get yourself ready, how to get the animal ready, how to present it to the judge, and what you maybe can learn from. So even from the very beginners that haven't started and are just interested in, right. You know, gee, someday I'd like to have a goat, or I would love to show a horse.
Yeah.
You can come and learn what is expected for this class. And for those that have done it for many years, there's so much, if you can get one good idea that went, oh yeah, maybe I should do that.
Right.
That's a positive. And because we don't always have the same instructors every year, you're going to get a different outlook on each, for each judge or sure. Each instructor that comes through. So you never know, you might come away with that aha moment, right. Even if you've shown in showmanship for many years,
yeah.
It's always good to go to these clinics, especially when they're free like this one.
Absolutely. I mean, that's the big stress is that it's absolutely free. And Robin, I'm sure I don't have to tell you this upcoming, you know, we'll have county fairs, we'll have judging contests, good chance to kind of shake some of the rust off a little bit or
definitely.
Get those pointers, get ready to go for those county fairs.
Yes, you bet. Yeah. The show season is kind of just beginning. I know some of the horse shows have tried to get started when they have indoor availability,
right.
But the basic show season is just coming up. So this is a great way to get your season started, refresh your memory, get some great pointers, and maybe, like I said, that aha moment that will give you that little edge to, you know, put you over the top at the next show.
There you go. That's what it's all about. Again, Robin Barnes joining us right now on Let's Talk About It. Fourth annual Stutsman County Multi-Species Showmanship Clinic is Wednesday, May 29th. And this is free, Robin, but we are encouraging people to get signed up, get registered, so we kind of have a head count of all those who will be coming, right?
Exactly, because we are going to serve lunch.
Okay.
So it's kind of nice to know if we're going to have 5 or 50. So
it makes a difference.
Right. And plus, they have an awesome T-shirt that they've done each year. The motto, the more you know, the better you show, has been kind of the go-to for this this thing. And they have a really cute T-shirt that they've done each year, and that's available for $10. Great. You can, if you pre-order, you're guaranteed the T-shirt. You can buy one there, but the sizes, you might be limited.
Okay, perfect. So get registered ahead of time for that T-shirt. Again, that's $10. And multi-species, so this involves, like you said, those 9 different species, Robin, that'll be judged, and we want people to get involved.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Come and learn, if nothing else. Parents and leaders, you're welcome to come and sit in on the sessions. There's beef, dairy, sheep, goat, swine, horse, dogs, and then we combine a poultry and rabbit. So yeah, it's everything that we have at our county fair and what a lot of other counties also have at their fairs. So it's just part of what our 4-H'ers are learning, mm-hmm. but it's open to anyone. It's not limited to the 4-H
community. I was just going to ask that. Yep, it's happening at the Stutzman County Fairgrounds, but if there's anybody listening, Barnes, Lemoore counties, anywhere, they're more than welcome to come
Definitely.
And participate.
We've shared it with all the counties around, and we already have some kids that are coming in from, you know, Bismarck and up north and some of those counties stuff. Yeah. So yeah, we've gotten quite a few from other counties. We have 4 sessions during the day.
Okay.
They're 1-hour sessions, and each species is giving the same thing every hour. So, you know, if you don't go in the beef the first hour, you can get it the third hour.
Awesome.
Or vice versa. And that's why on the registration form, we have numbers. You know, you want to see the beef first, then my next favorite would be pigs.
Got it.
Normally, we haven't had a problem with numbers to where we have to say, no, we can't put you in there. But, you know, that's kind of why we number them in case the class gets way over full. We may have to bump you into your 5th choice rather than. We also offer the YQCA training.
Okay.
Now, YQCA is the Youth for the Quality Care of Animals. It's an online testing, or you can test at, you know, with a certified instructor, which Alicia Harstead from our office is.
Awesome.
This YQCA certificate that you will get when you complete this test is required at the state fair if you're going to take up the livestock animals.
Okay.
Horse and dog are not required to have it yet, but all the other animals are. And it's required at the state level. It's not required in Stutzman County yet, but some of the other counties are.
Okay.
And it's just it's a really good learning session.
Yeah.
They can do it online by themselves for $12, or they can come into our class with Alicia, and they only have to pay $3.
So you're saving some money. You're getting something that you may need if you're going to be participating in the state or other counties, like Robin said. Again, we want to remind people that this is happening at the Stutzman County Fairgrounds Wednesday, May 29th. A couple of sessions. We want people to pre-register, have a head count of everything that's going on. We want to give a shout out to the 4-H Livestock Committee, too. They've really helped out a lot with it as well.
The 4-H Livestock Committee and Denise Walton has been kind of the ramrod of this, and she's got everything really going well. And we've had 50 plus kids every year. So it's a good thing. I want to remind those, the YQCA, they need to register online.
Okay.
And there's an instruction sheet that kind of went out with it. If you have any questions, you know, be sure and let us know. But register online, because you can't get your certificate if you're not registered.
Okay.
And that's where you pay for that fee too.
Got it. Okay. So you need to do that as well. And speaking of registrations here, Robin, what are some ways they can register or get more information about the upcoming showmanship clinic here happening on May 29th?
Okay. They can call us at the Stutzman County Extension Office at 252-9030 or contact Denise at 701-580-2842. And, you know, I can send out, we can email.
Yes.
It's been sent out. It's been on the NDSU Extension Stutzman County Facebook page. But sure, if they've got any questions, haven't gotten it, contact us at the office and we'll get it out to you right away. They will take registration the day of also.
Perfect. So if you're still on the fence, I don't know if we can make it then, and then the day of, more than welcome to. It just helps out ahead of time knowing the number.
Right. Registration will start at 8:45 a.m.
Perfect.
And our first session will start at 9:30. And then there's like an hour for each session, an hour for lunch. And we should be done around that 2:30 time.
Awesome. So it's not too bad, but we just want people to register, Robin, but also more than free to come up and spectate as well, I'm sure.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay.
For sure. Come on up. You know, we'd like to see which class you're in, just because we like to keep a head count, you know, where we're at with it. But yeah, come on in. Come and watch. It's a great learning opportunity. We'd want to encourage people to come, and the kids and parents to participate and see, you know, there's a lot of work that goes into these animals to get them ready, and the concentration and the study that the kids have to do this class. It's not just, you know, get in there and walk through and be done.
Can't just feed your beef or feed and water the horses and then just walk them in and win medals.
Right.
That doesn't work that way. There's a lot of work.
It is a true competition.
Yes.
So, because even at, you know, at our county fair, we have what we call the Round Robin Championship.
Right.
And, you know, the winner of that one is the gold buckle. So we, and that's the person who does five different animals. They've won their species, and then they go in and compete with all different kinds of animals. So they don't have to, they don't only know their own animal, but they have to know the other animals and how to show them as well.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's really phenomenal. So we encourage anybody who's listening who will be showing at any county fairs, the state fairs, get here to the Showmanship Clinic. It is free, like Robin said, in Jamestown at the Stutzman County Fairgrounds Wednesday, May 29th. Robin, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you, and I hope to see a lot of people out there.